From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, I'm Shawn Mendes.
This is Selena Gomez.
Drizzy Drake.
Taylor Swift.
Post Malone.
Camila Cabello.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Right here.
Turn up.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
I can see.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I keep Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
$20,000.
Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that?
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat.
Option Plus with Air Transat is amazing. This is how you can enhance your economy class experience with extra benefits and service. These are the kind of things that you wouldn't expect to get from an airline when you're flying in economy.
Yeah, the great thing is you can do this up to 24 hours before you fly out. The benefits of booking Option Plus, or you get that extra piece of baggage, which is huge, priority check-in at a dedicated counter, and priority boarding. And baggage handling. Imagine this, priority boarding and baggage handling flying in economy class.
Plus, what? Complimentary seat selection and onboard perks. Book now at airtransat.com. This current sale ends in March.
All right, back to Ask Roz and Mocha. Let's jump on another phone call.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh boy, you are in for a treat with this special edition podcast that we have. This is all Ask Roz and Mocha.
Oh, the whole thing.
The entire podcast are questions submitted by you via Instagram at Kiss925 and also via telephone, because we're going to be going to the phones a lot, talking to you and getting your questions. Like, oh my gosh.
Jeez, where are you?
So loud, Deborah.
Hi, I'm in the car.
Oh, okay. It is extremely loud. What's your question for Ask Roz and Mocha?
What is the worst movie, in your opinion, ever made?
Oh, my God.
Ah, Glitter, easily.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, Glitter's up there.
Yeah, Glitter's a terrible, terrible movie.
It was
Glitter
a great
with Mariah?
Movie.
Okay, I see where we're going now. I'm not even going to try and find another movie. Yeah, Glitter's the worst.
No, I'm not saying that to be funny, Maury. You can't honestly sit there and tell us that Glitter was a smash.
It was,
globally enjoyed, made a ton of money.
It would have made more money, but it was a great movie. I've watched it so many times.
Just because you've watched it, it doesn't mean that it's a great movie.
I enjoy it. So in my opinion, it's not the worst movie.
What's
ever
the worst
made.
Movie then?
I think the worst movie ever made was Cabin Boy with David Letterman. And I also think 2001 A Space Odyssey was a terrible movie.
Oh.
Roz, what do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, this is like such a crazy question, because I just immediately start trying to think of, because the movies, a lot of movies that I really didn't like were movies that critics actually liked. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
I'll add one more. The Adam Driver movie, Pattison, where he plays a bus driver in a town called Pattison and his name is Pattison.
Oh, weird. Wait, do you have an answer for this, Deborah?
I have two. So it's either Sharknado or those Monty Python movies. They're just so trash.
It's interesting with the Monty Python movies, because you either have like the Monty Python gene or you don't.
I definitely don't.
I've never seen any of them,
to be honest with you. I don't even know who Monty Python is. I've heard the name.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You don't know any of their stuff? Really,
nothing.
Huh? That's interesting. That's interesting.
They?
Yeah, it's a they. Monty Python. Monty Python is like a group of people that would do TV shows and movies and everything else. Yeah, it's interesting. God, I'm trying to think
There's
of like...
There's a great
like,
Monty Python skit, though, where they're supposed to be on horses, but they have two halves of coconuts. And they do this, pretending they're
Listen,
on a...
Listen, more honestly, bro, if you are going to try and sell Monty Python like that to people that don't like Monty Python, it's not going to work.
What's not funny about coconuts going like this?
Sounds hilarious.
There's so... You have to like...
It's because it's a horse.
You know which movie I really did not enjoy?
What?
And it was like, within the past couple of years, we went to see it, was... You guys remember Into the Woods? James Corden was in it, and it was I think it was a mix of fairy tales that were all intertwined, like Cinderella.
Yes.
And
Jack and the Beanstalk.
And Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
So my wife and I went to see this movie. She really wanted to watch it. I had no idea it was a musical, and it threw me off the entire movie.
Oh,
and I
really
hated it. Hated it.
Wow.
Did you ever see that, Deborah?
It was a good movie.
I've seen like half of it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
I couldn't finish it. Yeah. It was just weird.
Fantasia, the Disney one, was terrible.
Oh,
you know, I've never watched that.
Yeah, it's not.
There's
good.
No words. It's,
so
it's all music.
It's
yeah,
so,
I've
it's,
seen like clips of it, yes, but I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing.
Who wants Fantasia, to see a broomstick march up a
all
hill?
All those old Disney movies are so boring. I mean, Justin Bieber's Never Say Never was a terrible movie, but I don't know if I consider that to be a movie. You know
that's
what I mean?
More of a documentary.
Like it's more of a documentary. But there's still like when we start talking about movies that you know that were terrible, I immediately go to movies that I can't believe were even made. You know what I mean? Like, did you ever see Soul Man?
Remember Soul Man, where the
white kid couldn't get into college, so he painted his face black to get a black scholarship.
What?
You don't remember Soul Man? What?
No.
Soul Man had a famous actor in it too.
Are you serious? That was a movie?
Yeah.
What?
Hold on. Starring who? You don't remember Soul Man? Like a famous actor.
He went blackface for this movie?
Yeah, hold on here.
Justin Trudeau.
To fund his education at Harvard, a teen tints his skin to pose as a young black man and receive a scholarship. But then he realizes that being black will cause some people to start treating him differently. Hold on. Who was in this movie? Because it was a famous guy back in the day. C. Thomas Howell.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who C. Thomas Howell is?
What else was he in?
Okay, hold on here. Let me find C. Thomas Howell. Just Google Soul Man right now and look at the box cover for Soul Man. Like, I'm not even lying.
Soul Man movie.
Yeah, C. Thomas Howell was in The Outsiders. He was in The Hitcher. He was in E.T.
Oh, my gosh! This was a movie?
Yes. So, again...
Okay, that wins.
Hollywood actually made this movie?
Yeah, but at the cover. But at the time, I remember having Soul Man on VHS.
Oh, God.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, hold on here. Look, like, I remember having Soul Man on VHS and watching it frequently with friends of mine. Like, frequently.
Oh, my God, that's the same guy?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, movies like that where I'm amazed that they were even made, right? So I'm not going to say that a movie like Soul Man is the worst movie ever, but I can't believe movies like Soul Man were made. But I really enjoyed Soul Man, though. It was good for the day.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, it was fine. It was fine back in the day. You can't make that movie now.
There can't be a reboot?
Not.
No. And then there was another one that was kind of like Soul Man, which I actually really loved too, called Just One of the Guys, where it was a girl who wanted to get into journalism school and they wouldn't accept a girl. She was in high school, so she dressed up as a guy to go to journalism school in high school. And then, like, this girl winds up falling in love with her and everything. And it's so wild. Like,
that's like the Marilyn Monroe movie where the two girls wanted to travel in a band, but there was an all-guy band, so they had to dress up as men.
Yes, yes. Hold on. Let me see if I can find a movie.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, I think is what it was called.
What's that?
Gentlemen Prefer
Blondes.
And
I actually think that C. Thomas Howell did like a voice, if you know what I mean by that.
No.
You know what I mean?
He did a voice?
I think he might have done a voice. Hold on. Soul Man basketball scene. Here we go.
Oh, my God. No, we're not doing this.
Turn my computer up. So it's C. Thomas Howell in Soul Man on the basketball team. And, of course, because it's an 80s movie, he's the only black guy on the basketball team. Oh, you can't hear that at all. Anyway, so Soul Man, I would say, has to be right up there just because you could never make that movie again and it should never have been made. But most movies, I hated The English Patient. I thought that movie was terrible.
Never seen it.
And it won Academy Awards. To me, the worst movie that I've seen in the last couple of years was Us. The Jordan Peele movie.
Oh, I didn't mind it.
I hated it. I hated that movie. But worst movie? I don't know. It's a tough call.
Glitter.
Yeah, let's go back to Glitter. Break Maury's heart.
Thanks, Deborah.
Bye. Take care. Love you guys.
Later. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Hey, is this Niana? Is it Niana or Nayana?
It's Niana.
Niana.
Good morning.
How you doing, girl?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Really great.
Good. What is your question for the room?
My question is, would you consider yourself to be the best version of you right now? If not, what would you change?
So, oh, wow.
I'm going to say, let me ask you a question before we can answer this. When you say the best version of you, you mean out of all the versions of us that we've been, not a potential version that we could one day be, right?
No, it's like, are you happy with who you are right now?
Right. Mm. We can't say, yeah, but I would like to be this, 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 and this, which have not happened yet, right?
No. It has
like,
to be something from your life that you've already experienced, lived through.
Are you the best person that you've ever been right now? Like, are you at your best right now? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I would also say yes. I would also say no for physical and health.
Right, but
physical and health, yes. No. As a human being, I would say yes.
Yeah, like when I was physically in, say, I guess, better shape, mentally and emotionally, I was much less stable.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that's what you feel the most. I think that right now I'm the best emotionally and mentally that I've ever been. And therefore things like your body or all this other stuff don't mean as much. It doesn't mean you don't want to improve them.
Sure.
But am I the best version of me that I've ever been? Yes, right now I'm the best version of me that I've ever been.
Same. How about you, Niana?
Over the past couple of years, I've been working on myself and I'm definitely a lot more mentally stable. I'm still striving towards to having like that what I think should be the perfect body, but mentally I'm very happy at the moment.
What's the perfect body? Before we get to Maury's version of the perfect body.
Fit and toned, that's it.
Fit and toned.
Nothing like I want to be 120 pounds, nothing like that. Just fit, toned, and healthy.
I gotcha.
Yeah, Maury?
Am I the best version of myself? No.
No. When were you better? When do you feel that you were better?
Last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
I don't know. I felt like this year was, I feel like I had more fun and laughed more last year.
Yeah.
I feel this year, for some reason, it was a difficult year to make the people around me seem pleased or happy. So right. I feel as though I just this year I let a lot of people down and okay. I felt last year was way better.
But that's actually a good point because that's on you, not on anybody else.
I'm not saying it's on you.
No. But I'm just saying that's like you sort of hit the nail on the head. So why do you think that you wound up letting people down?
I don't
year?
Know. I don't know. It's just one of those. I guess one of those years. And physically, it's been the same.
I know. No, it's so interesting. Like it's really
like, God, dude, I can go to the gym every day. It won't. My body's like.
But the thing is, Maury, you bring that problem on yourself because yes, you will go to the gym for 45 minutes and work your ass off. But then right after that, you'll go home and before your husband gets home, we'll Uber Eats truffle mac and cheese and sneak chocolate from your underwear drawer and then come in here the next morning.
Let me read a page out of my playbook that I say to everybody.
Okay.
But I don't eat that bad.
Okay. But here's the thing is that you should, even by accident, if you go to the gym as often as Maury does, you should get a little bit toned.
Thank
a little
you.
Bit. Even by accident.
My body is punking
right?
me.
And Maury goes to spin cult and those spin classes
wow.
like those spin
crazy.
Like those spin classes are crazy. How often do you go to spin cult?
I go to spin once a week. I go to Barry's twice a week.
Right. So he works out three times a week and one of them is intense cardio.
Yeah.
Right? Intense cardio. Even by accident, even if you outside of all those 3 days at the gym, you did your absolute best to ruin all the work you've done in the gym, you would still see results.
Dude, you like there's mirrors at the gym all around. And when you're doing like squats, yeah. which is when you're like,
I know what a squat is.
Everybody knows
everything
what a squat
pushes
is.
Down.
Yeah.
It is like, it is so
how much?
Sad.
How much have you lost?
When you see your belly go over top of your shorts like that?
But then you're trying, you put down one weight and you're like pulling out your shirt just because like you know everyone
have
around
you weighed
is
yourself
looking at you.
Since you started all this exercise?
I weigh exactly the same as before I ever started.
But it's not even that. It's just like he's not even toned. Like you would accidentally get toned.
Yeah. Where Matthew says you only see anything is in my arms.
In your arms.
He says that he's noticed my arms are like three times the size.
But this isn't you 3 months into this program, Maury. No. How long have you been doing this now?
2 years.
Two years. 130
times I've gone to the boot camp,
yeah,
and 99 times to SoulCycle.
Yeah, and nothing has changed.
Are these the same classes that you're paying class by class and not, you didn't buy like the membership that actually saves you money?
And in fact, the boot camp is doing a Christmas special right now and I still haven't bought. I still go one by one.
Okay, hold on here. How many classes of Barry's have you been to, Maury?
130.
Okay, so you've been to 130.
And how much at each class?
$33.
$33 for 120 classes. Okay. Now, if you had done membership.
Hold on a second here. Hold on. Okay. So, Maury, you and then you do Spin Cult. How many classes of Spin Cult have you been to?
99.
And how much do you pay for those each?
30.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on here.
Do it with tax, please.
I'll do it with tax after this. Okay. Do you pay tax on that? I guess
yes,
do,
of course.
Right?
Do you though?
Yes.
What's tax?
We're
talking like it was
13%.
13%. Okay.
Because I mean, I only see the number that's on the app. It says 33. I guess tax is added after.
Okay. So hold on here. Oh, Maury, this is not looking good for you, brother.
Oh no.
Okay.
Does Matthew know that you spend per class?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's kind of hard to not.
Okay, Maury. So in total,
is this
both combined? Taxes in.
Yeah, here we go.
Maury, your body, what you've invested in your body, okay? This temple that you have that sits in front of me right now.
The Sherman tank.
I can barely keep my hands off you. You have now invested, Maury, $8,203.80.
I could have paid off my loan.
Maury. $8,000.
I know, but look at these arms.
No, man, you gotta rethink your philosophy when it comes to working out.
Let me ask you this though. Outside of how I physically look,
yeah.
When I'm
sorry.
Timing's everything. Outside of all of that, is there something to be said about
wasting money? Yes.
No. Yeah, but how happy I am during the class.
Of course there is. 100%, and that goes to your mental sort of well-being.
Like absolutely. During a class, I'm at the top of the mountain. I'm happier than I've ever been.
But is it because you're getting physically fit, or is it because you're around super hot dudes?
Because I'm around super hot dudes.
Right, yes. Okay, so I get that now. I get that. But yeah, Maury, you've spent $8,000 on 2 years of training with zero results.
Isn't that interesting?
It's something. Wow. Okay, so 2018 Maury was the best Maury. That's what we've learned.
But 2020, watch out.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Diana.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
All right, love you. Take care.
Peter asks, can Mocha do a Roz laugh? Can Roz do a Mocha laugh? And can both do a Maury laugh?
I love doing Roz's laugh. Mocha's
really good at doing my laugh. We did this in the new TV commercial that we have for the show. Mocha's really good at doing my laugh. I don't know if I can do Mocha's laugh, to be honest with you. I have to hear it. Like, I'm not, I don't.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, go. You go.
That sounds nothing like me.
Okay, okay. I'm trying to think of
and
what
then
you're,
a Roz laugh?
I'm trying to think of what you're laughing. See,
that
to me, that doesn't
sounds
sound
nothing like Roz.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. See, Maury is straight up.
Right. Boy, I don't even know which one of you was just doing that just then. That just freaked me out. Okay, pause for 1 second. Okay, yeah. Mocha, you go.
Right?
You know what the best part is? Maury will try and make himself wheeze, realize how hilarious it actually is, and then legitimately start wheezing.
Let me see if I can do a Roz laugh.
Roz does the...
shut up, I do not. You're the worst.
What? That's your laugh, though.
You're the worst. You're so mean.
Okay. What? You're a question from Peter.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you can get him back.
Screw
do
you,
a mocha.
Peter. I'm trying to think of what Mocha's laugh sounds like. It's a really bursty laugh, right? Like it's like Like that go. Kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. Right? There you go. Yeah.
Well, mind blown. Who did that?
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Okay, here we go. B says, what's the best way to tell someone you love them without actually saying it?
Oh. I mean,
that's so weird,
you
B.
You could touch someone. No, like a slight touch. Like, I don't mean weird. Like I mean, like.
Slight touch.
Like a slight. Like
where
a slight,
is this happening? Like, on the bus?
Like, okay, sometimes if you're. Let's just say you're at an event or something, yeah. or you're with Catherine, you're with Jenna, but you don't want to say, I love you. Just even a slight tap or touch on the shoulder or lower back.
Okay, no, no, no. If it's loud. No. Here's the thing. Here's what we need to. Okay, I think that she's maybe talking about somebody that you don't normally say, I love you to.
So like, not like, say,
like you've fallen in love with somebody, and how do you say it? How do you tell somebody that you love them without actually saying it?
I mean, you could wink at them. Or do you mean sending flowers? Like, is that what she's getting at? I was trying to think physically, like winking or even like,
I would say passionate kiss.
Yeah?
Yeah, really passionate kiss.
Or touching
kiss.
Pinkies, like in the movies, you could touch pinkies.
Ew.
What movie?
No, I don't mean like I mean like if you're at the movies and you know you're watching a movie and sometimes you're like, you know that move where you move over slowly and you stretch and you touch pinkies?
Yeah. No.
Bro, you watch some weird videos on the internet.
No, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Or tap toes. Like if you're like on the bus, tap toes if you're on the bus.
Like kick somebody?
No, like just sort of a little tap.
You flirt so weird, man.
Yeah, that is the weirdest thing. I remember back in the day, and I used to do it, and I've had it, and I had it done to me many times as well, which is before anybody had social media and whatnot, you'd be in a bar, and like you'd sort of be flirting with somebody, whatever, and if you had to leave or do anything, many times I've done this, and many times I had this done to me, which is just literally walking up to somebody with a pen and writing your number down on a part of their body and then leaving.
What?
Yeah. I've done that many times.
That's
and I've had it done to me many times.
Okay. Where have you written on somebody's body and where has somebody written on your body?
A lot of arms.
Okay.
Right? A lot of arms. I remember one time I walked up to a girl that I was like flirting. We'd been flirting. So it wasn't that it's not that we weren't talking. And I remember she turned around to talk to one of her friends and I took out a pen and I wrote my number down just on the back of her neck.
Yeah.
Right? And then put her hair back down. And it was a total boss move and it worked. Like it was a total boss
move. How's she going to see it?
Her friends had to tell her.
Oh, I guess her friends.
Her friends had to tell her. So it became like a whole thing, right? But I've had that happen many times where somebody just walked up and they just write on your arm and you're like, all right.
But then how quickly, you would have to like quickly write that phone number down on a piece of paper so it doesn't rub off your arm.
Yes, because I was sweaty. Because nobody had a camera with them. So it's not even like you could take a picture, right? Then you would have to go to the bar, ask the bartender for a pen, write the number down on a napkin, and then it was a whole process, but it was a real sexy move. You know what I mean? Like
the keys to not look back.
Yeah, there's a couple like moves like that were actually like very brazen. Like for a woman to just walk up to a guy and write her number down on him, I was like, to me, that was a huge turn on.
Yeah.
And I never found it offensive, and nobody ever did it to ever found it offensive.
What's a bigger turn on that? Yeah. Giving somebody writing your number on somebody's arm or a body, or sending a friend to that girl and saying, my friend Roz likes you.
Sending a friend?
Like in grade six?
Like if, you know, is that sexy to have a friend?
I've never done that. I've never done that. Have you done that?
To send somebody, way back. Like if I was too shy, I'd send one of like my friend that I was with. I'd be like, go,
really?
Go for me.
Hey, the other night I met somebody that Maury went to high school with.
Oh,
so
crap.
So one, this is the first time I actually have evidence that Maury went to high school.
Yeah.
Right? I met somebody that Maury went to high school with.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a certificate that says successfully completed.
You can buy those on the internet though.
But don't you have you don't have one that says graduated?
No, successfully completed.
Successfully completed what?
High school.
Okay.
Does it just say high school or does it say the name of the high school? Yeah.
Wait, who did you meet?
I'll show you his picture. I took a picture.
It's a he.
Yes, it's a he, Maury.
Oh, wow.
I
have butterflies in my chest.
What did he say about Maury being in high school?
Hold on a second. Yeah, I met this guy, Maury. I met that guy.
He looks so familiar.
Let me see. Yeah, because you went to high school with him.
Yeah.
He looks so familiar. Do you remember a name?
What's that?
Did I date him?
I don't know. I think you're probably in love with him, though.
Let me see.
Oh, my God. Is that? Oh, my God. I know exactly who that is.
Okay.
Oh, my. I did. I was in love with him.
You were in love with him? I just guessed at that. Hoovener.
Wow, first and last name.
Wow. Am I right?
I don't know.
Okay, can I tell you a story? You can beep this if you need to. I remember
beeping anything. No. Okay. It's a podcast.
Well, hold on.
I need at least a promise that you might beep it.
I will because you use first and last name of this guy.
Because so here's the thing is that I think that if we beep anything, we're going to have to beep his name.
Okay.
So tell your story more.
Okay. No, it's just as simple as I remember once that he was sleeping over at my place. My dad wasn't home. We were lying next to each other in the bed, looking up at the popcorn ceiling. And I tried to make a move, and he kept telling me he was straight. I'm like, no, you don't know that yet.
Oh my God.
Beep.
And?
Oh, nothing happened because I guess he was straight. Because now he's married with children.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that happens sometimes. So we were just talking about moves. So that was your move? Like, what was your move?
Like, you'd lie in a bed as though you were lying under the stars, and then I would like put my hand like on him while continuing to look up, and then he would push it back, and I'd be like, no. And then I put my hand back. You're like, I'm straight. And I'm like, you don't know that yet.
But why were you both laying in bed?
Why were you both laying in bed watching the I don't know, the stars?
The popcorn scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Well, because it was nighttime. We were trying to fall asleep.
Oh, it was a sleepover.
Yeah.
Okay, where would you put your hand?
On his area.
Okay, and how old were you?
Oh, I guess we would have been late teens, mid-teens.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. So you knew by this point that you were gay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But not long, though.
No, well, I think...
Wait a minute, stop.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What?
Late teens, you're still having sleepovers?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you call it if like...
Like late teens, we were driving around finding like a parking lot to go and underage drink and like smoke some weed.
I know, but if you're like 16 or 17 and you still live at home and my dad's not home, what do you call it? Sleepover.
Yeah, but did you sleep in the same bed?
Well, no. He was going to sleep on the couch, but I was just like, come lie with me for a bit and help me fall asleep.
You're practically an adult.
You know what I mean? Like if a friend of mine was like, "Hey man, you wanna sleep over tonight?" And I'd be like, "Cool." And then if we were there and I was getting ready to pack it in on the couch, and he's like, "Why don't you come in the room with me and help me fall asleep?"
Yeah, I'm packing my shit and going home.
Right?
That's so wrong.
That's super weird. No, but there was a girl that you were in high school that you were in love with in high school, right?
Dina.
Yeah.
She's the only girl I've ever had a crush on.
Yeah, Dina.
And she's not aged a bit.
No.
No, I've seen her.
Maybe you still have a chance.
Come lie with me and help me fall asleep.
So where was your dad at this point?
Oh, I think he was at a party.
Yeah. Okay. So you had a sleepover.
Yeah.
What would go on at a sleepover in your late teens? Like, I don't even, I'm just trying to figure out when you're 18 and having a sleepover. Like, what do you do?
Oh, I think my dad left some movies out for us that he rented and, you know.
Like, what kind of movies?
Guys, here's some movies and there's some popcorn over there if you want to microwave the popcorn and... don't stay up too late. I'll be home, you know, by 11. I expect both of you to be in bed.
Like I remember I had dudes sleep over, right? Because some of my friends lived in the country and stuff like that. And if you're coming down to play guitar and whatever, watch the hockey game, they would just crash. Like, it was no big deal. But it was never like
because, I mean, the internet wasn't really a thing.
No, but it was, but you would never like lie down in the same bed together.
Oh, but I mean, when
there wasn't a level of like intimacy, you know what I mean? Like, I would just sort of, one of us would pass out on the couch watching television and then that would just be the end of it.
Totally.
Right.
You know, I'd be like, I'm going to get into my pajamas. Are you?
First of all, when you're 18, who brings pajamas to a sleepover?
Well, you have to pack you have to pack a night bag.
A night bag?
With your toiletries and whatnot.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God. I'm surprised, Maury, you didn't end up on an episode of To Catch a Predator. Like, holy cow.
I don't remember what my last sleepover was because you just always have sleepovers, right? It's just such a part of growing up. But I never knew that my last sleepover with a friend was going to be my last sleepover.
Yeah.
Well, you would have done something different?
Yeah, I think I would have. I think that had I known that was my last sleepover, because I think about that I think about that stuff all the time. Sorry. I think about that stuff all the time because I still carry Roxy to bed.
Yeah. Oh, that's super cute, though.
When she gets tired and everything else, I still carry Roxy to bed. And I always make a note of it in my mind that I'm carrying her to bed, because I know one of those times that I'm not even thinking about it will be the last time I ever carry her to bed.
Yeah.
Unless she's 18 and drunk. you know what I mean?
Which not is, unless, yeah, until she's 18
yeah,
and drunk.
Yeah, but I always, I'm so conscious of those things, those moments right now, because I know that, like, I want to make note of when the last time was, because from my youth, I have so many of those moments.
Yeah.
Where I never knew that it was going to be the last time. Like, I never knew. I don't remember the last time I had to sneak out of a girl's house in the middle of the night.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Because it used to happen all the time, but I don't recall what the very last time was where that happened.
Like, that last sneak out of a girl's house, right?
Yes. When,
if you had known that it was going to be
your
last time. Oh, I
would have woken up the whole family. Walk out the front door.
Yeah, I just would have, like, went and woke up the dad. You know what I mean? All that gross stuff. Turn the lights on, you know. Put my hand up to his.
Oh my God! Savage.
You can believe that. You can believe that. I'm glad you believed that.
Wow.
Okay. I went too far. That's too far. Yeah, I'm glad you believed that.
Can we move on to the next question, please?
I'm glad you believed that. Thank you.
Jordan is on the phone. How you doing, Jordan? It's Ron Zamoka.
Hey guys, I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's your question?
Okay, so yeah, my question is basically, what's the laziest thing that you've ever done? Or as a second part to that, what's something that you do on a regular basis that's like you would consider lazy?
Oh, wow. Well, why don't you answer that question first, Jordan?
Sure. So yeah, so something like, I mean, on a regular basis, something that I would have done or I've done before is like the typical, like, if you're watching television and the converter is kind of far, you'll probably just leave it on the channel instead of like getting up to go and grab the remote, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before. And so the laziest thing I've ever done, it's a little embarrassing, kind of gross, but you know when you know, you're sleeping at night, it's the middle of the night and you have to go to the washroom, right? You have to go pee.
Yeah.
You're tired. You don't really want to get up. You got to go to the washroom, turn on the lights and everything, and then you wake up and try to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
So there was a water bottle beside the bed one time, so I just kind of used that instead.
Oh, and then you just left the bottle there.
Yeah, I mean, I poured it out the next morning, but you know,
did you cap it, or was that thing just humming all night?
Oh no, I capped it. There's no way.
Okay,
I capped it.
Oh wow.
There's some things though you don't know about peeing in the bottle unless you've done it before.
Yeah, bro, I peed in many bottles.
I've never done that.
Yeah,
many bottles.
Yeah,
man, Gatorade bottles work the best.
Oh.
Yeah, because it had the wide
mouth.
Yeah. Beer bottles, not so much.
No.
Beer bottles don't hold as much
they don't.
Liquid as you think they would.
Nope.
Yeah, trust me.
No,
they do not.
Have you ever peed more than the bottle is worth?
Yes. It's not fun.
No, not at all.
It's not fun. One time, most recently, my most recent time that I peed in something in the car, because that's where I always have to pee is in the car, was a...
What?
Was a measuring cup.
Ew. Ew. How much did you get?
I filled it.
Uh-huh.
I filled it, and then I had to pause, empty, and then continue.
Ah! So how many ounces you think in total?
God, it was... Okay, it was a two-cup measuring cup, so I probably peed about, like, maybe 2 1/4 cups.
Holy cow, that's a lot of pee.
Yeah. Maybe about 2 1/4 cups of pee.
Almost 5 cups of pee or 4 1/2 cups of pee.
Yeah.
Please tell me you threw out the measuring cup.
What's that?
Please tell me you threw out the measuring cup.
No. I rinse it out with some snow. So gross.
Laziest thing, Maury?
Laziest.
I mean, I've been on the couch. I've done this so many times where if I'm on the couch and Matthew's in the kitchen and I need something, I'll phone him from the couch, which is like 5 steps away, and call him and say, can you?
I would divorce you.
I've done that like countless times. If I need water or something, I'll just phone him from the couch.
But your kitchen's right there.
Yeah, but I'm lying down and comfortable.
Oh my God, I would divorce you. If Catherine started calling me in the house and asking me for things, I would leave her. I mean, I wouldn't. We all know I wouldn't. But I'd like to say that I would.
I remember I had like a super lazy Sunday one day.
Yeah.
And it was literally the laziest day of my entire life that I could think of.
Yeah.
I was a single guy living in Kitchener, Ontario, my apartment. And I woke up super late, took a shower. And like, I'm talking like late as like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
got up, took a shower. I don't even think I ate anything. And then I laid down on the couch. I slept for a little bit again.
Mm.
Got up after a couple of hours, and it was a hot day. It was summertime. Got up, and I didn't have AC, so I went out onto the balcony of my apartment,
yeah.
And I had one of those massive, oversized beanbag chairs that you could, like, manipulate,
yeah.
And I flattened it out on the balcony,
yeah.
And I slept again outside, because it was, like, it was still hot, but it was just, like, a little bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have AC.
Day.
See, and then I wouldn't think like 6 o'clock.
I wouldn't say that's lazy. To me, that's you're living the perfect day. Like that's the perfect day that you.
But
live.
It was I literally did nothing but sleep all day. I didn't even eat.
Yeah, no, I think that that's an enviable day. I would really now if you said because I've taken a can before of beer back when I drank beer.
Yeah.
And I was so like just tired and everything else. Where I didn't want to get up and I was under the couch. I was under a blanket on the couch and I got a can of beer and a straw and I went back to the couch and I spread apart the couch cushions and I put the beer in between the couch cushions and I bent the straw to where my head was just on the pillow.
Okay,
so I wouldn't actually have to hold the can. And when I wanted to sip while I was watching TV, I could just move my mouth forward like a hamster and just sip
lazy.
Out of the beer can.
Yeah, but that's not, right? that's lazy, but it's also genius.
Right, it's lazy.
Creative.
Though. Creative, yeah.
I ordered, was this last week I did this? I ordered Starbucks from, I guess, a block away on Uber Eats.
Oh, God, Maury.
What?
What did you pay for that?
I ordered a chai latte and it's normally like, what, $4? It came to like $9.
Oh. God, no wonder you're broke.
Yeah, you waste money so much. No,
there's about six things that you've said in this podcast, Maury, that I would divorce you for if you and I were married. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sleepovers at 18.
Jordan, thanks so much, bro. Yeah. I know, it's so weird.
No, thank you guys so
much. I'll never get over that. I'll never get over that one. Never.
Kevin has this question. What's your favorite thing to do with your family when you have a day off?
Oh.
Mine is being able to play board games and card games and having lots of laughs and fun. Very little, but it means a lot.
Love that.
Yeah. I would say my favorite thing to do is I would just say anything that makes my kid smile and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a toddler right now, so his on-off switch is literally happy and then a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so anything
true.
To keep him.
It's true. It's a tough spot.
Not in that nightmare like situation
yeah.
is
oh,
a good day.
Oh, yeah. You're managing the bomb, right?
Yeah.
Like you're just, yeah. No, it's tough. I would say cooking and kicking it, you know? Like
yeah.
for me, my favorite days are the days when I can do equal parts for my family, just kicking it where we just hang out, watch a movie, you know, play some chess. Goof, laugh, and then cooking. I love the days where I get to cook sort of all three meals for the girls are my favorite days.
Yeah. Cooking and kicking it. KK.
Yeah.
A double K.
No, not actually. More. How do you spell cooking?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Divorce.
Add that to the list.
Maury?
I mean, I don't get to see my family that often, but when I do drive out to see them, I love, my favorite thing is a barbecue in the summer with my dad.
Okay, stop. How many times have you said, not only on the live show, but on the podcast, how much you hate driving out to see your family?
But pause for 1 second. Maury, is Matthew not your family?
Well, I mean, he's my husband, but when you say family, I think Frank, Donna, Daniel, Kyle.
Yeah, but like,
but that's your husband that you are married to and you've been with for like 10 years.
That's your family.
More than that.
I know, but when you say family, I think father, mother, brothers. Like to me, Matthew is like my husband, but
all right,
to me,
fair enough.
Family, I guess I separate the two.
Okay, add that to the list.
But also, you've like numerous times have said that you hate making the drive to see your family.
And then all he does is complain when they leave.
Oh, because it's so far away, you know, and then they want you to stay longer. They don't want you to leave.
Yeah, exactly. Maury's...
See?
Yeah, Maury...
Holy cow. So you lied to us just now.
Maury found out that his family's going to Florida for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
And Maury got pissed.
Why?
Well, because my favorite thing is spending Christmas with my dad. And how could they not first phone me saying, we're thinking about going to Florida over the Christmas break? They just phone going, well, when's going to work for you? We want to see you, but we're not going to be here. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
But Maury, had they said, hey, do you want to go to Florida for Christmas? No.
All right. Max says, has this question. What was the most crucial year/age in your life? Meaning, your life would be the most different if everything went opposite of how it went.
Oh my God, this is a really tough
question. I guess when I was 2 and my mom left my dad, if she took me with to Calgary, my life would have been different.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I would say when I met Jenna,
mm-hmm.
because up until that point in my life, I was okay with being single.
Mm-hmm.
And I have kind of accepted at that point in my life that I was going to be single.
Had you ever been in love before Jenna?
Yes.
You had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, don't confuse love and lust.
But I was so convinced that I was going to be okay being a single guy for the rest of my life and not have kids or anything like that.
Yeah.
So if I didn't take things further with Jenna after we met, like if we didn't go on our first date, or if I didn't say to her, like, I really like you and I want to be your boyfriend, all that, if I didn't take those steps, then I would not have everything that I have right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, for sure.
We wouldn't be married. We wouldn't be living where we live. We wouldn't have a kid. We wouldn't have a dog. None of that.
Yeah. No. So it's interesting that your sort of point of where your life would have gone in a completely different direction was when you were 2. Mocha was grown, right, when that happened.
But I have another one. There was the time where I was dating somebody and I was on the phone with him and he said, I love you, and I hung up because it was so shocking to me, and then we never spoke again.
How old are you?
Like, I'd say 20, 21.
Hold on. So at 21 years old, somebody expresses their feelings to you and you hang up on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, but can you imagine I didn't? It'd be a whole different
life. So hold on here. So you weren't cool with that, but this is after you tried to play flippy flop at a sleepover when you were 18 with a straight guy that you went to high school with?
Yeah, right?
Super
what a difference
weird.
3 years can make.
No, but you should have been okay with that after that is what I'm saying. I'm saying that you were having sleepovers.
Yeah, no, but I've never heard the words I love you from a guy you're seeing, right? So it was so shocking, and I hung up. But I mean, if I didn't hang up, where would I be now?
Yeah, interesting. I don't know. I think maybe the
probably single if he found out that just a few years prior to him telling you that he loves you, you having sleepovers with straight guys.
Exactly.
trying to turn them.
Yeah, I think for me, I've had a lot of turning points in my life. But I think for me, the most significant night of my life was the night Catherine got pregnant.
Ooh, good one.
Right? Because we weren't together. We weren't together at the time. But I was still so madly in love with her, and I was messed up. Like, I was going through a really, really, really bad, bad period of my life. And the night that she got pregnant was just supposed to be a one-off of us just connecting as two people who were never going to sort of work. And she wound up getting pregnant. And that was the sort of night that my life just, everything changed. Yeah. Every single thing changed. And it changed for the better. And I am so much more of a full person who is capable of love and reason and responsibility and all that stuff just simply because of that one night.
Wow.
That was the night. That's the most important night of my life.
And I can't imagine either of you without either of you in each other's lives.
I wouldn't be able to do this show if I was single.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I wouldn't have enough to bring to the table. And if I was dating, I wouldn't want to tell those stories. And I don't know. I wouldn't be doing this show if it wasn't for that one night. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones now real quick.
Yeah.
Hi, Maz. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
So when you want to wash your hands, do you rinse them first, then apply soap, or do you put soap on them first and then rinse them with water?
Bar soap or liquid soap?
No, liquid soap.
Liquid soap.
Oh, well, in either situation, whether it's bar or liquid, I always rinse my hands first, then put soap, and then rinse it all off.
No, soap first.
No, I find if you put soap first,
like
though,
soap on dry skin?
Yeah.
Because if it's the pump liquid soap, I turn on the faucet, pump, and then squish it around and then wash it off.
Now, okay, hold on a second. Do you put soap first and before you start rubbing the soap in your hands, you put the soap first, then you put your hands under the water and apply and
faucet
rub?
Faucet on,
yeah.
pump, push it all, like I guess swish it all around my hands.
No, I find it gets pasty. I don't.
I want the pasty though. I know. I see what you're saying, but I kind of want that because I want to know that the soap is on there. Like, let it do its thing.
I think that's
interesting.
I don't think that that's productive at all.
I mean, if it's a bar soap, you have to rinse first because otherwise it's like sandpaper.
Yeah, it's hard. You're just rubbing like a brick around in your
hand.
Yeah. Geez, I don't even know, to be honest with you. I would say I'm a huge water waster. I'm old school. I still run the faucet the whole time I'm brushing my teeth.
Oh yeah, who
you
doesn't?
Know what I mean? And when you have a 9-year-old in the house, she just like run down to the hall because she hears it.
Yeah,
it's like the fire alarm going off.
Yeah.
When my kid, they teach kids these days, Greta Thunberg, they teach kids these days that when you hear water running, you have to run immediately to wherever it is and shut it off.
Oh
right?
Really?
Like, oh, my kid will run down the hall and shut the faucet off
while you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah, while I'm brushing my teeth. And you know what I do? I look at her, I turn it back on.
If you don't use that water, someone else will.
Right? I'm like, I'm paying this bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like the sound of water running. It's zen, okay, when I'm brushing my teeth. I'm having a moment.
It's like I'm at the spa.
Well, see, this whole thing started, like, I usually don't really care what other people do, but it was at work, and then this coworker that was on my old work, he saw me rinse my hand first, then apply soap, and he made, like, a big deal out of it, so I really went to the
big deal.
It's like you're not supposed to like put water first, and like because you make it more potent if you use soap first. Or I was like, you have no idea what you're talking about. So then I went to the there's a thing on the World Health Organization on like a guideline on how to use how to apply soap and whatnot. And literally, the first thing it says is you remove any arm jewelry or whatever, and then you wet your hand.
Oh.
Then you apply soap, and then there's a graphic for it. So I just printed the graphic and put it on in the lunchroom board.
Oh, petty.
So petty. I love it. I love it. I always find it interesting when I go into some sort of public restroom, especially in restaurants, where they have a thing on the wall for employees that shows them how to wash their hands.
Yeah, employees must. Yeah. Always wash hands.
But no, with the graphics.
Oh, yeah,
with,
for like, sure.
With the drawings.
Yeah. Yeah. You get it all in between your fingers, all underneath your fingernails, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
so
it's like the same thing. Like you wouldn't put shampoo on your head before you rinse your head, right?
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's weird.
Is that what the World Health Organization said as well?
Well, I don't know about the shampoo guidelines, but
yeah. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Maz.
Thank you, guys.
Right, does anybody still put decorative soaps in their bathrooms?
Like,
you know, like a nice seashell shaped one or something.
Yeah. I see those all the time.
You don't do that though.
No. I don't have a lot of soap at home. Catherine uses like one because she's got all sorts of allergies, and I don't use shampoo. So I have like one that I've had in the
what
shower.
What do you use? For,
what do you mean?
Just water.
Yeah. Like once.
No, but once a month, do you put some sort of
like shampoo?
Yeah.
No, not once a month. Maybe once every 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, oh, months.
2 months. 2.5. I'll shampoo 2.5 months. Other than that, just water. Every now and then, a little bit of conditioner.
What does it feel like?
My hair?
Like, is it straw?
No, my hair doesn't.
But even when you had, like, long hair, did you used to, like, when I had long hair, I used to really use shampoo
and conditioner. No, never shampoo. I would only ever use conditioner.
Really?
I've never liked my hair when it's been shampooed.
Oh, I love it.
No,
that's the best feeling ever.
No.
Oh.
No, hate it. Drives me nuts.
Like today I did shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah. You have no hair, Mor. What are you spending money on conditioner for? Conditioner's expensive.
True. I know, but sometimes it's on sale, right? Buy what like it comes in a package, right? When you go to Costco, they're wrapped up together.
Like Pert Plus?
And you got that real thin hair too, right?
Yeah, but if I let this grow, it'll turn curly.
Yeah, really, huh?
Yeah, like what do you like the curls?
Why don't you let it grow?
Oh, I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh, why?
You know, Matthew wants it cut. He already booked my appointment for tomorrow.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
No.
If you got home and Jenna was like, yeah, you're getting your hair cut tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
No, yeah, exactly. You know what I would do? I would never cut my hair again.
Just out of spite.
Yeah, there's a post-it on the yeah. on the fridge.
And you would hate it too. Yeah. You would hate having long hair, but you would do it just out of spite.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind going because they give you wine at the barber.
Sure, that's fine. I'd be like, baby, from now on, you're going to call me Ponytail.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, this is a weird one. Mm-hmm. VJW asks, what are the three weirdest things you know about the other one?
Oh, God.
I don't know if I know anything weird about you, Roz. I mean, the list for Maury.
Yeah, it's infinite. It's infinite.
It could go on and on and on and on.
I mean, I don't know if it's weird, but it's just something I guess I find endearing, if that's a word.
No, you were going to say sexy.
No, about Roz. No, and I think it's cool. Like, I can only walk on, he has to walk on a specific side of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
What else?
That's true, though. That's true with everybody.
No, I don't mean like just me specifically. I noticed that you do that with me. Like I don't watch every time you walk with someone. You'd be like, ah, ha, ha.
Funny enough, that's the one weird thing I was going to say about Maury. Is that he spies on me.
Oh, weird
I don't
thing.
Know. Like with Maury, I could name 10 and I haven't even got off his underpants at that point.
Never do, please.
You know what I mean? Like, I could just focus on, like, the belly button and how it's used, and I'm at 4.
Let's see. Weird things. I mean, I would say we were just talking about washing hair and shampoo and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess weird that you don't shampoo, or that for your other job at ET Canada, because you're on TV so much, you have to wear makeup, that you don't actually wash the makeup off with like any face products. You just use water.
I only use water when I'm in the shower. Like I don't ever just like put my face over a sink and wash my face with water. That's weird.
Like you don't home after the show.
Oh, no.
When as soon as you get home, be like, before we eat, I want to wash my face because get all this product off.
I wouldn't even know. I'll tell you this about washing my face. Like I wouldn't even know the proper process or technique, you know? Like if I bent over and went to wash my face in a sink, I don't even know like if I would do it right. Like I would have water splashing all over the place. Like it's just something I've never done.
Do cheeks first, right?
Cheeks.
But how do you get the water there?
But what do you do? Like so you bend over the faucet.
Yeah, and then I splash water on my face and then I'll take my my cleanser, right?
Yeah.
And I do my cheeks and I get all in my beard.
Wow.
And then I'll do just above my cheeks, right under my eyes.
Yeah.
I'll circle, small circles
with
there.
With a cleanser? Like with like a cleaning agent?
Yeah.
Really?
And just my fingers. And then I'll get like my forehead and then I'll do my neck.
Yeah, no.
And then I'll rinse everything off.
No, I would be like this. Like splash. I wouldn't, I don't know how to do it.
I put my face underneath the water.
Under the faucet?
Because I don't know how to, like I don't do this. So when I want to wash off like, if I do a facial, I'll have to
like
go
if you have
underneath.
Like if you have a little bit of mustard on your cheek, you go in the bathroom and just put your face right under the faucet?
Right under the faucet.
Like
so the
a cat?
Water,
like
But the one thing I guess weird about Mocha, you always write in caps locks, like when you're writing
on
paper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mocha only prints, and he only prints in caps lock.
Capitals.
Yeah, we all know what caps lock is. Thanks.
Yeah, that's right. You only ever do that. You only print and you only ever print in all caps.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how to print in not caps?
I can't tell you the last time I wrote something and I used lowercase lettering.
Yeah. Yeah. Mocha only ever, anytime he writes anything, it's in all caps.
So M.
And it's weird. Like it looks like a font. Like his penmanship is so.
Oh God, that's weird. No,
so
I don't like
almost
it.
Perfect.
Did you do it?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm scratching it out.
I'm gonna tell you
that.
This, Mocha. I've often felt that writing in lowercase is a sign of weakness.
Is it?
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just keep doing all caps.
Thank you, Brian.
I will start. Yeah. I will now only write in caps.
Yeah.
Megan has this question. What is the one quote old person thing that you're guilty of doing?
One.
Okay, Boomer, let's start with you.
One. My God, there's so many old person things that I do. Most of the things in my life that I do are old person
things. Like complaining about everything.
I complain about everything.
Do you ever walk with your hand on your back?
On your back? I've been known to just, God, out of nowhere, I'll put my hands behind my back.
Yeah.
And I will always, I'm doing it right now, I will always grasp my right wrist with my left wrist with my right hand.
Okay.
And my dad does that a lot.
Yeah, that's like
every now
stance.
And then Jenna will say, "Oh, you're doing the hand. You got the Vern pose right now."
Yeah, I had Metamucil last night.
What's that?
What?
Yeah.
Is that a condition?
No.
No. I had a Metamucil last night.
Oh my god.
I felt a little backed up and bloated, so yeah. I had a Metamucil.
Oh,
to
you
help
need
things.
You need smooth move
it's,
tea.
It's fiber. No, it's fiber. I don't want no.
Did that, it get
those,
things going?
Morning, let me tell you something about those laxative teas. Okay, those things are the worst things in the world.
They
for
work.
You. They are the worst thing in the world for you.
Like anytime I come home from a bad. You know, meal at my grandmother's, smooth
no,
move tea.
Maureen, they are the worst thing. Please don't drink those. They're so bad for you. They're so bad for
old
you.
Old thing I do is I hike up my pajama bottoms often. Like I'll pull them all the way up to just below my...
Like to the tits?
Yeah.
Oh. It's super
Why weird. Would you do that?
Like when I'm
and
at
also,
home.
How big are your pajama pants?
Because I don't like when they drag on the floor, so I'll often
hike
them
up. So why don't you just wear pants that fit you?
Because these are small, but I guess they're small in waist, but long in length.
Okay, so hold on here. So are you...
Like
you,
I'll often
when
just
you, when you
hold
hike
them
your pajama pants up to the boobs, right?
Yeah.
Are you then slicing in half things in the crotch? Like are you moose knuckling like...
In the back.
No, but not in the front. You wear it in the back? No, how do you get it all to the back?
No, my ass eats the material.
But what about in the front?
Yeah, I guess it sort of tucks under.
Tucks under?
What?
Well, because everything finds its place. In
you
the-
know what? Honestly, knowing Maury's life at home, my stuff would probably hide the minute I walked in the door, too.
All right, let's go to the phone. Mark has a question. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, I'm good.
What's your question?
So my question is about would you rather? It's a would you rather.
Ooh, all right, okay.
Cool.
Would you rather be joined at the hip with Maury for the rest of your life?
No.
Or
whatever the other thing is.
Or skydive for the rest of your life.
Skydiving.
What do you mean sky? Like how? Like am I having to skydive to work?
Like skydive? Every day? No, every day after work you'll be forced to skydive.
Oh, and then continue with your day.
Like I'd yeah. have to like I'd, so like weird. I like I'd finish work and then I'd have to get onto a plane and skydive before I went home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Skydiving for sure.
God. Yeah, I couldn't. Like, dude, honestly, you don't even have to say, okay, you don't even have to say that Maury and I would be joined at the hip. You could say, would you rather live in the same house as Maury or skydive every day after work? And I would still choose skydiving.
Thanks, Mark.
No problem.
All right, later.
Maury?
Later.
Oh, I guess you can't answer that.
No, I'd skydive.
Rather than be attached to yourself?
I know what I'm like.
Then
so.
Change who you are.
I'm old dog, new tricks.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat. Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.